Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Wait for it. He said, I gotta get out of here. Quick!
Have we gotten to all of other Scoob's insane links that he sent this morning? It was like, insane story, Jeff passed the tweet, insane story, chimp hostage is just a wild.
I mean, we can. Yeah, I know you got to run at the, which one stood out at you?
The explosion at the aquarium, I feel like, was the one that was most jarring.
Oh, yeah.
Aquariums explode, Jam. What don't you get?
Yeah, I was going to say, what part didn't track?
I don't know.
Berlin.
It also happens when the chimps take over the zoo. It seems like there's been issues for this animal containment thing we got going on.
And I saw a cobra, a king cobra, and I can't remember where.
In the street?
You don't know where. What do you mean you don't know where?
I can't remember exactly where. But
was it online or is it in person?
They're in Scoob's fever dream yesterday.
No. This was real.
At the grocery store.
It was missing. Hello, from Scoob. The tank. It was missing from the tank. They couldn't figure out where it was. It turned out it was like in the vents. It climbed up the vent and went into the vent and they got it back
again,
in.
Again, was this a story online or like you were at your local zoo?
This was online. Online, it was a king cobra.
I did think you saw a physical coat, like with your own too. the way you set it up. I was walking. I was going to get my bob, and I said, six king cobras. I said, God damn.
That is my
what a day.
My biggest fears when I walk are animals.
Six king cobras.
Animals running up to me. I don't want an animal running at me because what am I gonna do? I have no choice but to fight it, and I don't want to fight an animal.
I mean, you have all the choices, but you choosing to fight is a choice, but you have all the choices.
If a snarling dog comes running at me and I can see it's got rabies, you know, like, oh man.
Scoob crafting the narrative already, man. if that whore of a dog was out that late at night running at me.
It's Resident Evil. It's scary.
Trying to sniff my ankles. Gank. No, the Berlin Giant, the Aquadom Hotel. Aquarium containing 1,500 fish explode?
Don't get it twisted. This is just a Radisson Hotel, I believe. Don't get it. It's not like a...
Yeah, I looked it up. There's no such thing as called the Aquadom Hotel. That should be read as Berlin's Giant Aquadom, which is the giant aquarium.
Yes.
Aquadom does.
It's a hotel aquarium. Yeah, it's just a giant aquarium in the middle of a Radisson in Berlin.
Why? Yes.
Why did it explode? Explode? Like there's a crack and it broke, a screw came loose, and there's explode?
My God. Yeah, so here's the video. You can see it's all over the place.
Nah, this is definitely a courtyard. Marriott exploded,
but they said it's because of the temperature change. They believe it cracked.
I feel like you got to be ready for temperature change.
Have they never had 1,500 fish before? Everyone knows it'll explode once the temperature changes. So what? How you clean that up, man? What do you even do?
I don't think they did anything. They said the fish died.
Yeah.
I thought they got nowhere else.
We found out all 1,500 could breathe air too.
They did say
they've taken the hotel.
They've taken us over.
A police source told local media there's no evidence the break was the result of a targeted attack. There's speculation that freezing temperature, it was -6 degrees Celsius.
They can't control the temperature inside a hotel?
Inside the aquarium? Like, Again, is this their first winter? First December, huh, guys? Like, yeah.
It's never been cold in Germany before?
Everybody was out at the cleaning up the monkey zoo killing. Left them overexposed. So
I mean, this
kept the door open, yeah.
It was open since 2003, so I don't know what happened.
Close it down. Close it down. What, some more wild stories, wasn't it? It really was, yeah. Rode on to the Yankees.
UFO one?
Yeah. $1 billion airplane crashes.
Oh, yeah, the airplane crash. Yeah. We want to watch that. This one is very funny. This is very funny. So this is an F-35B model. A lot of pilots have been having problems landing these. And like, instead of...
You don't say.
That seems like one of the two requirements for my planes would be takeoff and landing.
Yeah, I read some story the other day where a guy, like, he pressed the wrong button and it like flipped the plane upside down. He had to eject.
There should not be a button that does that.
Yeah, why is that? Why is that an option?
I don't know what he did. It was the whole.
I actually pushed the button in my car that lit it on fire. I don't know what I did. I'm on the phone with Nissan now. Yeah.
Right next to the radio power on button. I don't know why they put them next to each other.
Yeah, it ejected my wife 30 feet in the air. I'll never buy another Acme car. This buddy the one that Pepsi jet, man. Just out here just taking it for a spin.
But yeah, this is, oh man. You just gotta wait for it.
This is like $100 million jet.
Yes.
Like literal, I think I saw $114 million. Little bounce-a-roo, and oh no. Oh no. It's also way too close to like just the interstate.
Imagine driving along, just seeing.
Wait for it. There he is. Get out of there, pilot.
He could have just slid out of there. He could.
This just does not look like a plane landing at all, though.
You got to run it all again, school. It's floating down. You got to let it build.
The bouncer is so good.
It's just hovering right now.
That's not moving forward at all. That's just slowly floating down like a feather.
That's why it didn't work.
Yeah, landing, overshot it, and then immediately this is how babies walk. One step is fine, and then they on their head, man. Wait for it. He said, I got to get out of here. Quick.
Ground ejections are fantastic.
Yeah, I've never seen a ground ejection before.
They should have to take your license.
Landing right next to the plane after ejecting.
You're just looking at his face. He should have to go
it
back.
Slowly runs you over.
Oh, no. He died in a plane crash. No, he survived the plane crash.
The wheels falling off the second they hit the ground.
Yes. Like, this is the whole, yeah, like, people are saying, like, the vertical takeoff and, like, you wouldn't need a runway. That's why it's so special. But
it's like it spits them out. It's like, get the fuck out of me.
And that parachute didn't do much for him.
If you eject,
it's too low to the ground.
You shouldn't have no parachute if you inject on off the ground, man. You
Where's
just
the
got
ground
to
eject button that just rolls me out of the plane?
This is what Scoob wants to do to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Now this, I thought every single car would have this option. Watching cartoons growing up, you just eject your mother-in-law. Zap. $115 million jet. So, good times.
But I don't know what you or anyone else have heard. I am, in fact, the biggest bird.
You're the biggest bird?
I'm the biggest bird.
You're the biggest bird?
I'm the biggest bird. Not a cassowary or an ostrich.
You! Scoob, I don't know if you've heard. Listen, somebody put that song. They was like, man, they give anybody studio time. And that song has been in my brain. In my brain for the 120, 140, 60 hours since. if/when the Eagles continue this run, it was because of this. Like, I don't, Jalen Hurts, he's second in MVP, but the gentleman that sang that song, that the real MVP, am I? We got some Philly heads in here, so tell me if I'm wrong, but I, bigger than Sirianni, all these guys, the biggest bird, Scoop. So,
the biggest bird.
Is it just one person, or is that like Styles P and Sheik Luch going back and forth? Like, what?
I think it's two, but don't let me. it could be like a whole mass choir. Like when Just Blaze would just be like, I need one particular part. Let me get the whole Mississippi mass choir to sing one verse so I can cut one part to chop it. Also, people are saying bigger than the castle, where nobody knows the words, which is even better. It's a tremendous song. I would love to say the artist, but it was so many words. I was like, I don't know who's the artist. I don't know what's the name of the tape.
Oh,
it was on SoundCloud. I don't.
I've got it pulled up here.
Do you now?
Yeah. Let's see here. It looks like it's
the picture kills me. Just kills me.
I thought it was Snuffleupagus for the longest, and I was like, same. It's not. It's a bird. The biggest bird.
Is it S-E-W-T-F, or is it Saint Mercator? Should we?
Good question, Scoop. Good question.
Can we play the song?
Yes.
I would love to.
Get taken down by the biggest bird.
All right. I think we're doing it. Here we go.
I mean, the people just need a little taste of it.
Yeah, a little snippet. It's just a snippet.
Yeah, this is promotion. Don't know what you've heard. Oh, turn it up a little, Scoop. They gotta hear it, man.
I don't know what you heard. Oh no. I'm the biggest bird.
Ruining in the background.
Castle where you're an ostrich. They wanna be like me, but they can't be like this. I'm the biggest bird.
That's the biggest bird. All right. Too much. You can't give it all away. Just a taste. And that's, you know how you know it's heat? I think it's only on SoundCloud. Like, I think this link is the only place you can hear it. You know it's some fire.
They have not legally purchased this instrumental. They can't put it anywhere else.
This picture of the bird, anything. Any of the birds they mention, the turkey emoji, it's going to cost them big bucks.
Yeah, real hip hop. That's real hip hop right there.
That's real music, man. If I just closed my eyes and you told me it was Stevie Wonder in the 70s or the Beatles or one of those old classical guys, it's really all the same. Gunna would do terrible things to that beat, man. Thug would do terrible things to that beat.
I mean, you can hear the influence.
Which way? I don't know which way. who influenced? Did WTF Mercator influence Thug or vice versa? Man, I don't know.
I hear a lot of influences and I'm the biggest bird.
I hear some Quincy Jones in there, some Rick Rubin. Yeah, Mozart confirmed, not the biggest bird. So,
tiny bird.
We have to find out like where these guys are from. Like, where this has to be the Eagles theme. It's a great song. I think that's all I got.
Yeah, that's how you know, like you said, the original tweet that put us all on to this. It's like someone finding like they're doing reconstruction on their home. They find 7 Basquiats behind the wall. They go, "What is this rubbish?" And they just throw it out into the streets.
No, before they throw it out, they hold it. Hey, y'all, look at me, crooked mouth.
This crown.
Yeah.
You.
Crown, don't put the crown on anybody. Somebody's like, no, actually, that's the best art I've ever seen. I would pay $8 million. I would pay $8 million for every single picture there.
Oh, so, West Side Gun ad-libs on Biggest Bird. Now, we've seen the internet take a song and completely blow it up. And I'm, of course, talking about Lil Nas X. Like this, I think we're due for another. We're due for another. I need everyone. I need Dolly Parton on the remix. I need all of them.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, I was going to say either Old Town Road or what's the Ice Spice thought I was feeling. But this can be bigger, I think.
Definitely.
This could be bigger.
I mean, Biggest Bird, that can play on the kids' radios. Like, that can play on all the stations, not just the hip-hop stations, you know?
In one of the 45 listens I gave that song this weekend, I listened in. I was like, there's not a curse word in this song.
No, there isn't.
So, like, if they want to go that route, it's there. They just
can't
like,
wait.
Big Bird. Big Bird on Twitter just needs to, like, drop a verse on this. Or, like, just eye emoji. And that's what sends it to the moon. What do you say, Gold?
I just can't wait till we find out, like, oh, no, this song implicated 7 murders. Like, this song actually put away 8 of the most wanted people in America.
Listen, when he said he's the biggest bird, he's the honcho. He pushes the button on the guys. He Turkey was Turkey Jones, a man 24 when he was killed. Cassowary Smith. Either way, now need every single member of Wu-Tang to jump on that. Ghostface. Actually, right, just Ghostface 9 times.
Ghostface holding his largest bird.
He's the like, biggest bird.
I've got the proof. I was taking my infant and like bopping her back and forth to it. My wife was drawing up the divorce papers as she watched. She was like, what's happening here?
Hey, listen, let her make a bad choice if she want.
Yeah, no, that's, listen.
You can't sound like somebody not the biggest bird is what I'm hearing.
How many people do you think could draw a full NBA?
In the world?
Oh, easily.
Like, at least in chat.
Zero. Draw a foul?
Yeah, I think it's zero.
Zero.
I would get punched in the face so quickly. I'd leave them no choice but to retaliate and draw a foul.
What would you do, though? What would you do to get punched, though?
I would just be all up in their grill. I'd be right up in their grill, but not enough to do anything. I'd just be bothering.
Not touching you. Not touching you, yep. Draymond.
And I'd be talking trash. I'd ask LeBron for some trash talk. That would work. I think he would help me out there in that front. And then
known great trash talk.
He's the goat. He's the goat. And then I think I would eventually get punched in the face by someone. Like
it's a drawn foul.
Patrick Beverly would test my jaw very quickly.
We would just eat the punch. Then him call a foul. They said, "Hey man, that was a weak punch. Get back."
It would be justified. The ref might not even give a foul. He'd be like, "Hey man, he kind of deserved it."
If somebody thinks they're gonna draw a foul, like an offensive foul, I'd just get in front of Zion. I'm quicker than he is. Okay, yeah, all
right. Jumps right over you.
Take a charge in front of an 18-wheeler truck. You quicker than that too. Let you tell it.
Yeah. Given even if you did survive, the fact that people think they could set their feet outside the restricted
slide
area.
Real quick. Yeah. See Tony Brothers like. You stop watching Beat every night. I could work a foul on anyone.
You were the one on the plane with the ham. We talk all about it. They said it smelled like ham in the back of the plane. I mean,
and this is my alibi. It smelled like uncooked ham. They said it couldn't have been Withers. He's innocent. He'd never be around an uncooked ham. That's just not my MO.
Who's to say you're not gonna cook it when you land though? Right there
again,
the
why would I ever? Again, Scoob, I don't touch the work. I haven't touched the work in several years. Like, you catch Birdman. He hadn't touched the work since 94. So I haven't touched the work since probably also 94.
They said it was pungent. I only know one man with ham like that. So
listen, it's better than
the seafood. I know we talked
about it. The seafood boil in the middle. Oh my lord. I legit would have screamed something that would have gotten who's it? Who's the FAA? Who One control TV, one control the airlines. Who's the FCC?
I think the FCC is the TV. FAA is the airline.
Then them. I'd say something that would get us both taken off the airwaves. Now she said in the airport. Oh, no, my brother.
Do we have a picture
on the
that?
Plane?
On Weather's timeline.
I was gonna say, I'm sure I can send it to you. I don't know what to search for.
A smooth 250 since then.
Today. I'll never find that. But either way, it's people, they're sitting on a Spirit plane, and it's like three seats. There's a woman in one seat, a man in one seat, and a full tray of lobster. Cooked lobster sitting in the middle. And also another tray to the side. Like the guy's got it like between his elbow and the window. Like people talk about like if somebody put their foot up on the back of your seat, what would you do? But if somebody, you just see somebody like opening up a full pan of lobster, crawfish. I'm yelling fire. Yeah, this the one. Excuse me, wasn't up against the window. She got it on the whole. I know that thing's about to break.
Did she buy an extra ticket for the lobster?
I just, where's TSA in this? I couldn't get through with too much mouthwash. And they get through with high tide. And Cheez-Its. Aside of that's where TSA, this is where TSA dropped the ball.
Oh no, they bought the Cheez-Its at the gate.
What would you say, Jen?
They bought the Cheez-Its at the gate. That just to accoutrement to the
they don't have the full box at the gate.
Exactly. They got the bags where six Cheez-Its inside for $11.95. Two whole pans? You can't get that at the airport, man.
I didn't know you're allowed to bring this much food onto an airplane.
You can bring this much anything onto an airplane.
There has to be enough liquids in there to be over the limit of liquid you can bring on a plane. There has to be. It's seafood.
They were all drained. Hey,
what if they cooked it at the gate, though?
More questions than answers.
I was going to say, again, with what? How?
They brought in, like, it's like the people make the crab in the hotel rooms. They just bring all their own supplies, use that good airport water, hook it up.
You don't have to go past TSA to get into the, get into a hotel. Not the hotels they go into. they've also, I don't know if you zoom out or pan down, school, somebody pointed out, which I just didn't miss it. They got the ass wipe, so you know they was getting extra nasty there. I would have screamed fire, bomb, assault.
The hands get messy.
Whatever word would get me like canceled in real life and also get this plane grounded in real time is what I would need to yell.
Chad says this is illegal. You're not allowed to bring this much food. Well, how'd they do it then? Why is no one stepping in? They're on the plane.
It's a stage. It's a setup.
Are they too high in the air where like it's already too late? Like, oh man, they snuck it out. We can't do anything now.
Again, man, you couldn't get nail clippers on the plane. Snuck them on. Sir, is that 6 pounds of crawfish in your backpack? No, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, you good to go. I ain't buying it. I don't like it. And I don't have to.
Is this better or worse if it's a short flight?
Neither. There's no...
There's no mitigating.
Worse, because your ass could have waited.
That's what I mean. I think it's worse. I think it's comfortably worse. And I think it's also worse if it's a long flight, because then that smell doesn't go away.
Plane still smells like juicy crab, man.
I'm flying from Cincinnati to Lexington, just needed to get that.
What? Yeah, that landlocked states only. Yeah,
I don't know what that or Seattle to Miami. And y'all getting right outside of Oregon, and y'all smell boiled potatoes, corn, and eggs.
Various Cajun seasonings.
I said that guy in front of us like, is that Old Bay on the back of my neck?
Is that Tony Shrerigan's?
Right. It's in my hair, man. Y'all can't. Why do y'all have six cobs of corn?
I thinking about that, I think a short flight would make it worse, because then they're really rushing, like, the corn, and they're like, we're going to be in Dallas in 40 minutes. We got to finish this off.
Look, I already hate when people open up like an airport sandwich, because I get it. You're hungry on the plane, but it still smell up the whole row. So imagine this. And then cheeses.
Well, you need
in case you're still a little famished. Yeah, we need a.
You need a side. this is definitely the Louisville to Indianapolis flight. 8 minute flight. And also, how many fucking lobsters die? I find myself more and more on the side of Peter. How many lobsters are in those two trays?
There's at least 12 in this bottom one. At least.
Minimum.
Oh, they got the little drinkies too. Look at that. They got some Pinot, some wine, got some.
You expect them to scrimp on the drinks when they've made a full platter?
Fellas, is this a date? Woman fly you to the southernmost point in your state? Feed you a seafood boil on the flight. Is this a date?
It's regional flight. Yeah.
You go your separate ways when you land.
Imagine it's Southwest and they can't get the seats next to each other, so they're just passing back and forth.
Am I the asshole? I sat between a couple that was trying to eat a full crab boil on our flight from Denver to Boulder. They asked me if I would move. I declined. They Griffiths had some gum. They probably got some gumbo, man. No top. Topless gumbo. I don't like nothing. Like, and again, as a flight attendant, I say, y'all have to step in. I'm banging on the pilot door, man. Come out here.
Land this plane immediately.
Listen, he got a, as a cap. This is your captain speaking.
To the couple eating an enormous amount of lobster. I know I don't smell no
fucking crawfish. From 17 D, E, and F.
You got to think the door does block out the smell. He, like, the captain opens the door and just hit with lobster, a wall. Though,
nothing block out lobster smell, Scoob.
I don't know. You ever tried to get in that door during a flight? It's pretty tough. Pretty tough.
Have you, Scoob?
No. But you look at the door.
Give me the sticks. Give me the sticks. I can do it. I know I can.
Scoob said it would have been different if I was there once every day. What is an air marshal, and where are you? What's the point?
What are they gonna do? Shoot the lobster? Like, what?
No, the air marshal's made up. Like, that's made up. Like, there's no such thing as an air marshal. They tell you there's an air marshal on every plane. They want you just to behave. Like, that's not a thing.
This was tested. What if they're the air marshals? Then everybody's fucked. Like, who's the air marshal?
Knowing that no one can do anything. Badge.
What
do you need? Yeah, what are you gonna do? I'm an air marshal. It's my goddamn right to have 12 lobsters.
Yeah, she's like, I know all the rules. I know exactly how many lobsters you're allowed to have 8,000 feet over the air. So if you want to try the rules, buddy boy, and you just got to sit back. You like, well, shit, man. Can I at least have some of them potatoes, man? And they just tell you sit back down, hungry.
Yeah, the air marshal can't reveal himself to stop this. He's like debating it the entire flight.
He takes a bribe. They slide him two lobsters and a napkin, a bottle of gin and a napkin. Yeah, Scooby Wahlberg, man. Yeah, said it would have been different.
I feel like that door, like there's nothing gets inside of that. There's no smell going under a crack in the door. Like, there's no crack in it. Like, there's nothing. It's just you ever
been a place where cooked seafood is?
I just feel like it's sheltered enough where you open that door, you're hit with a wall, and it's just, oh, what happened here, everyone?
You know what happened. The smell of boiled seafood is unmistakable. It ain't like, what, somebody break wind back there? What, did something go bad? Nah, it smell like andouille sausage and shrimp head on. Smell like mussels.
How do I know? Because
it's going on an awful lot about how strong them doors are.
I got an analytical mind. You look at you on the plane and you're like, I feel safe. No one's going to get to the pilot because that door's there, you know? I've seen movies.
There was a time when that door was more easier broken down than now.
I know, and thank the Lord it's not. Yeah, it used to.
They used to beg kids to come up there and fly. Come on, take the wheel, man. Come on. Put us into the side of a mountain, man.
The pilot used to poke his head up and be like, anyone want a shot at this?
Yeah, come on. I'm a rookie, too. I've never done this before. Who wants to get busy?
And he'd be smoking a cigarette while doing it.
You rather sit between this or the bathroom?
Bathroom,
yeah.
I don't know which scent would overpower.
Well, that's the other thing.
Bathroom.
It's got a barrier.
The bathroom scent is just whatever that like blue sterile water is that like it
that's never, what it's supposed like, to smell like. That's what it smelled like at the start of the flight.
Well operating bathroom smells like that.
Yeah, I don't like it stinks for sure, but this will also morph from this to whatever it looked like the after picture. We didn't get the after picture of them both asleep.
Is the app? There was 86 lobsters, and this is the answer.
If you were sitting across the aisle from them, and they offered you some, would you eat it?
Oh yeah,
like you're stuck in that position. Like you have to smell it. Like it's gonna be there.
That's what I'm saying. You have to. You want to be opposed to people that would bring a live? No, you need them on your side.
I bet this is some delicious food. I have to hand I up. Bet I bet it's good.
If you're eating it on the plane, I bet it's not.
You are not thinking straight. You have a fever of over 100 degrees.
That is true, yeah, probably.
Let's go up in the air, catch a bird, and go undersea to eat it, man. Enough of you. Who is sick? I ate the bones at 100%, I'm asking. I bet you are a starving Marvin.
Asking is crazy.
This is definitely something you have to be offered.
Can I take one of those?
Anywhere else, I think asking's crazy. Here, after it's already been thrust upon my personal space, I don't think asking's all that crazy. It's not the craziest thing about this situation.
Have a baker's dozen of lobster. I was wondering if you'd be able to part with one.
A little slip. Too big. No, that's just right. I don't... Seafood allergies.
Oh, yeah, that too, on an airplane, so you could kill someone.
How did... Like, a flight attendant walk on, as soon as they shut the door, and they're like, oh, hell no, man. How would... 6 flights later, when they still finding lobster knuckles in between the seats, and so many people have passed out.
It's Spirit. Those knuckles are still there.
Oh, if it's Spirit, it explains assumed. Everything.
Listen, they slick might hand it out to you as you get on Spirit. Trey Lobster.
When you sign up for Spirit, you just sign away all liabilities for whatever could be stuck between the seats. Like if there's some sort of airborne disease there, it says, you took Spirit.
Yeah.
The one time I took Spirit, it honestly wasn't that bad. I was like freaked out. I was like, this is like just a regular flight.
Look, this whole time, Scooby in this picture, the whole Scoob do it again, man. The whole time he laughed at it, he'd be like, man, I was on this flight. Hey, she was a nice lady, man. The crab was good. The lobster could have been better. Where'd you go? How long was the flight, the Spirit flight? Because I feel like that tells, like, if you're taking a 6-hour flight on Spirit, man, you begging for trouble.
I think it was Milwaukee to Denver, so like 4 hours, maybe 3 hours, something like that.
I feel like that's pushing it.
It was pushing it.
Did you have to stand up and like hold the chain like on the bus?
No.
And let them know when you get out. It looked like Denver down there. Bing, bing. Y'all got any crapping to do? I don't want to fast forward it, but that was my crapping.
Oh, well, I suppose I will crap on... the sweetest zoo that shot all the monkeys, like that escaped containment.
Please crap away.
I feel like it didn't have to go down like that, man. I feel like
I feel like it's so much were.
Well, I mean, first of all, they didn't have to shoot the monkeys, probably, right? Like, but they did.
That they were out of tranquilizers. What was they supposed to do?
Yeah, so I guess they shot 4 of them.
No, they definitely did.
Do you see the headline that says, chimps take over building?
It did take over the building. I mean, they did take over the building. And I mean, the Santino guy, he sounds like he sounds like a repeat offender here. I mean,
he has a Wikipedia.
He has a Wikipedia. He had planned hundreds of stone throwing attacks on visitors at the zoo. So you got to say, if there's going to be a ringleader of the bunch, it's the Santino guy. He's a known offender, known criminal. So it's like...
Not no more. Was he one of the confirmed?
I think he is one of the confirmed KIAs. So that's not good.
Killed in action?
Yeah, yeah, killed in action.
killed during upheaval.
It's just a 30-tweet post.
It's a, bit like, it was a stage coup.
That's what it sounds like. The more I see, where was this at?
It's in Santino.
The Swedish zoo. You got the paper.
The Swedish zoo. The Swedish zoo in Furuvik. Yes, so...
Yeah, four chimpanzees gunned down after a breakout. A fifth shot, but only wounded. Three more on the loose. Drones are used to survey the besieged zoo. After 24-plus hours, the bodies still litter the ground. Zoo says they were out of tranquilizers. That feels like something you can't run out of. You know what I mean? Like, at a zoo?
Also, did they have to, like, break out the nat? Like, they don't have guns in that country. Like, where did they... Do they have to go to the National Palace to get the guns? They're like, we're out of tranks. We got to get the guns for these chimps.
They're like, we're also out of bullets. We have five for our yearly allotment. And, I said the headline, the apes have taken over the building. No one gets in. The chimpanzee saw through the maneuver. The team had to abort. An entry attempt had to be called off. The zoo tried to lure the apes back to their habitat using sounds, but the chimps realized what was up.
See, they're smarter. Yeah. They had no choice.
Once they got out, I mean, they're stronger, they're smart, they're everything. They're just out now.
Yeah.
So.
And he already had a hatred of humans. He'd been throwing stones at them for years.
Probably because they don't want to be in a zoo. Would be my guess. But I don't know Santino. I never talked to Sonny. So
we can't talk to him anymore because of this heinous act of these zookeepers.
Well,
allegedly.
It says here, Santino the chimp, feared dead, was the favorite chimp of Crown Princess Victoria. So this won't be the last we hear, but the Crown Prince is going to be all over this one.
Oh, he was an artist.
He was an artist. Yeah, he was an artist.
Santino was a free thinker.
Yes, he was an artist. But there were other... Oh, wow. Linda saw her family be killed by poachers in Liberia. Just witnessed another terrible thing today. That's awful.
Mm.
And then it says here, after all of this, it says, ironically, the zoo logo prominently features a chimpanzee. So, all right.
They just put a vest on him now.
O-tag.
Hey, enough. Scoop dying over there, man. Not like Santino dying, but he's.
I shouldn't laugh.
What's done is done. That was a hearty one, too, Scoop.
wait. We got this update from right before the stream. 6 hours ago, 48 hours have passed, four chimps remain uncaged in the building.
This is still an active situation.
Yeah, it's still active.
Oh, yeah. They ain't got the tranks in yet. They're waiting on the Amazon Prime truck.
What are the chimps' demands?
Human flesh. Soylent green.
Hostage of, like, the other animals? Like, do they have the giraffe surrounded?
Wait.
I think they just went out.
We've got an update 15 minutes ago. This is the building... There's still three chimpanzees roaming free inside. There's armed staff on guard outside. It's been 55 hours, and it's it's 5 degrees, 5 degrees out. So, Jesus.
Nah, they'll figure it out.
There were four 6 hours ago, so yeah, something happened in the last 6 hours.
They said they think one died of his wounds.
Ah, okay.
But they don't. Again, I was like, y'all don't have a body.
Santino succumbed to God's graces.
Maybe this is definitely a horror movie where at the end it was Santino all along. He's still holding the machete.
takes off its human face and walks away. Yeah.
Walks out the front door.
Antino's the one who shot the other four. It was all a ruse.
I mean, I want to know how they breached containment. How does this happen? Who does this? How does this happen?
Antino's been planning this for months now. He knew the perfect time.
He has a Wikipedia page.
That's true.
He's known for this.
NATO's going to be called.
NATO Jones. Mick Packard, you boys doing any crapping? We still got some hoop.
Scoob walking into that being like, I guess I could crap on the Swedish government for killing all those chimps. It's just an incredible delivery to a sentence I did not.
Since we're here, I didn't know if we did it. Now, Bruce Mills is a great watch. Richard Pryor. And yeah, he's a minor league pitch, like minor league pitcher. He finds out he has a relative, great-great-grandfather, whatever, pass away and leave him money. And so does it have the exact numbers?
I thought it was like $1 million. I thought it was like some.
Well,
I thought it was precisely
it's a challenge. The challenge is he has to spend, I think it's $30 million in 30 days. If he doesn't, he can choose to say no. He would just get $1 million right then and there, walk away, no questions asked. If he spends the $30 million in 30 million days, in 30 days, he gets, I think, $300 million.
You're making up a completely different movie here.
That's what I'm trying to find. Wikipedia don't have the real rules, man.
It says Brewster is required to spend every penny of his grandfather's million within 1 year, resulting in no assets or property.
Yeah, those are the rules, yeah.
Held from the wealth at the end of that time. If Brewster meets these terms, he will gain the full $7 million. If he fails, he remains penniless.
That's the book.
Oh.
I think that's the book. Okay, I found the movie rules.
There's different.
Yeah, Scoob, listen, of the six movies I've seen, the Scoob try to call me out for one. Scoob said, man, you ain't really see Corina, man.
Well, hey, if I Google Brewster's Millions Rules, who am I? Now, listen,
I didn't know it was a book, to be fair, but I did find the movie. It's his great uncle in the movie. I don't know why they needed to change that. The testing data for Grandpa was people didn't like when Grandpa died. Leaves him $300 million estate. What do you say, Cole?
That's probably exactly what happened. Like, my grandfather just died. Sad.
I don't like that. Okay, what if it was your grandpa's brother?
You're only allowed to do hijinks with a great uncle. Yeah.
This was peak great uncle hijinks. $300 million estate. Under the will, Brewster is offered two alternatives. Take $1 million up front or spend $30 million within 30 days to inherit the entire $300 million estate. But there are conditions. He must not own any assets that are not already his at the end of the 30 days. He must get value for the services of anyone he hires. He can only donate 5% to charity and lose 5% to gambling. He cannot waste the money by purchasing and destroying valuable objects. And most importantly, he's not allowed to tell anyone. Anyone at all. You think you could spend the money, Scoob? Or do you just take the million and bounce?
I could spend the money. You just go on private jet flights, right? I would burn it up real quick.
I would just throw parties.
Oh, and that too.
I feel like a party would be an easy way. Party, travel. Everywhere I'm staying, like I need to stay at the most expensive hotel in the most expensive room every single night for a month. But you got to blow through $30 million, man. That's a lot of.
I would. I mean,
you got to buy, but you can't buy the hotel because you can't own it.
Yeah, not owning anything is tough.
And you can't destroy it.
And yeah, buy it, burn it down.
You just live like a real housewife. Like that is easy. They have the best lives.
$30 million though.
That would be so easy. Oh, so I could. Oof.
So, first purchase, Scoob.
First purchase. I'm gonna get a really, really cool car, and I won't even be driving. I won't even be driving, and be my dad driving it.
Against the rules.
It's not against the rules.
You just immediately can't tell them.
Wait, that's against the rules. You can't buy a car.
You can't have anything at the end of the 30 days.
I was like, you can have the car. You better not have it on day 31.
Yeah, I'll get rid of the car at the end of the 30 days.
lease the most expensive car in the world every single day.
And every day
you need to like bring in a rapper or someone with like the highest appearance fee or something to do a performance at a party.
That's why I said parties. Throw a party and have Beyonce cut the cake for $2 million for 10 minutes of her time. It's like, thank you. I'd have this money spent by Friday.
Yeah, rental. You rent the nicest car every single day. I'm not holding any assets. I'm thinking smarter, not harder.
School step one was breaking the rules.
Step one.
Dad, I have a lot of money. We have to go buy an asset.
Step one, you find a loophole for the rule.
I would just hire a bunch of like extremely high-paying lawyers to get me out of this silly game. Just find.
Yeah, I know y'all got
$30 million on a lawyer.
There's something because he like hires lawyers, like pays them for their hour, but he can't pay. Like, I couldn't hire Jam and pay him $1 million an hour for his service. It's like you can only pay him fair rate.
We have value,
yeah. Right? But yeah, no, security.
That's the whole thing at the end of the thing is that's how he wins. Is he hires the love interest as his paralegal, and like that's the final thing.
We'll just step on it all, Jam.
We're on the Wikipedia page where it says reveals exactly that.
Conclusion. Buying a car, sell 30 days later would lose you a lot of money. Not enough, guys. We're trying to lose 30 million, not 46,000.
Are you donating the 5%?
I feel like you have to off the just like I gotta get rid of it.
What about bribes? Can you bribe people?
Doesn't sound
what's the
like
bribe?
It.
What's the bribe?
I don't know. You get the World Cup in your home state.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you can do that for 30 million. You got to talk more than that.
You have one game.
You can just have Messi. How much would it be to have Mbappe skip the game and come watch the World Cup with me?
He just skips the game. More than 30.
He already got one.
Can you just sign?
He got 100 to sign with PSG, a team he already played for. They gave him 100 just cause.
He might turn an ankle. This is insurance.
10 trips to 5.
You
guys.
Just get one player in the January transfer window. You're done.
I was gonna say, listen, you want to see every single Kentucky sport go to the top? The NIL fund is NIL. Does that count?
Yeah,
I don't have anything. I don't have anything to show at the end of this.
Yeah, you just give out NIL deals. Damn,
for multiple national championships.
It's easy. It's easy money. We just figured it out.
It's definitely a movie. Like for the time when this came out, 85. There were things that weren't invented that would make this so much easier. Now
I feel like if you made it today, you'd have to do a billion.
Yeah,
maybe.
Could you even do a billion? Nah, the NIL I think would still cover. Kentucky's getting a new stadium every week. Just tear down the old stadium, new stadium every week. NIL, you buy you a little soccer team. This is after would the NIL, fact though. You can't buy it during. But
no, would NIL count as a donation? You're a booster at that point, technically.
They're doing it for I think you're paying them for their services though.
True.
So that's why I don't think it's. That would be that jam.
I think you could get a lawyer around, and yeah, but that's a services, but it has to be the services rendered within the 30 days, though, right? This so they'd have to pay like the entire Kentucky basketball team before their first game.
I sponsor you for this month alone. Yeah,
right.
I'm paying. You'd have to shoot all the commercials because it's not for their play on the field. You'd have to be like, I like cola. Here's $1 million.
I'm just walking in like the Saints locker room, man. Cash fund. Iowa's quarterback playing a little too well. $2 million to take him out of the game. We're getting a little bounty gate going. Open up a steakhouse, have the player sponsor.
That's an asset.
Trying to make money.
Oh, you could buy Super Bowl ads? That would be a good way to spend money quickly.
Just buy only the Super Bowl ad. Every Super Bowl ad.
Super Bowl ad.
Out of context, big scoop to 8 billion people would be.
Just for a minute. People are like, did it stop?
An underdog fantasy ad of just us doing a draft. Just scoop.
Oh, we
just
never mentioned underdog during the big scoop ad. It's like, oh, we should have thought of that.
No, it's just a quad box of us four doing the draft with no other visuals.
it goes bankrupt or triples the company's worth. And it's like, no, this just made me more money. No, ads, it's just Big Scoob, and then you hire whoever's the who has the most expensive booking fee in the world. I don't even just be like, yeah, that's Big Scoob, and just stand there for 30 seconds. money gone, man. I would have had that $300 million spent in 30 days, too, if we keeping it a buck. OnlyFans.
If we teared during a Super Bowl commercial. But it's only 30 seconds of tearing. So it's not concluded. Like, they only get just 30 seconds. It would infuriate so many people.
I want it even broken down so every single commercial is just a continuation of where we left off. Or no continuation at all. You just see like
a new tier.
Star. Yeah. And at halftime, you see half the stuff is placed. It's like, what is this?
Right now we have the Milk Duds. And then the next commercial is like, what do we think about the Anaheim Mighty Ducks uniform from 1994?
Yeah, did y'all see Jim Irsay ripping a heater? And then the Super Bowl's over. $30 million. Buy the ads back to back to back. Get some Guesser in during the Super Bowl ad. That's the only way the NFL goes bankrupt. I might got to watch some Brewster's Millions today. I got a hankering to spend some money I don't have. So,
Cash Brown's saying that's roughly $90 million today.
The $30 million roughly 90?
Yeah.
Jeez. So you'd have to do three times as much of it. $90 million in 30 days?
Super Bowl goes to commercial. This looks like Kentucky. I got a feeling this is Kentucky.
North Carolina. It's North Carolina. I swear it's North Carolina. Is it? It's gambling if I put it on like a prop or something. What if I just throw the game? Yeah.
That's a good loophole because it is a game of skill.
Listen, I can game of skill in Georgia where gambling is not legal. Could I just put it all on a game of skill because old Uncle Elroy wasn't familiar with underdog sports before he kicked?
You'd have to lose, though, because if you won
I'm going to.
With your luck, no, you'd hit it all.
With the hottest 30 days of continuous five-way slips, just nailing them.
Listen, that's part of the damn movie. He's like, find me the baseball game with the worst odds. Put $5,000 on the zero-win Twins to win. Twins win 10-1, and he makes triple his money back, or whatever the odds bet. He ends up running for political office, which he's like, that's a good way to burn some money. So I think that's how you get through the rest of the 90. If you're having some issues, just say you're going to run for political. Them commercials ain't more than the Super Bowl. All right.
NFTs. Where do if I buy a $90 million picture of a chimp, where is that?
That's an asset.
You have to make sure it loses all
really
its value.
Really depends who you ask.
And then you sell it at the end.
Day 31 is worth 4 cents. You're like, it's still an asset, so you lose. You lose it all. back to work for you, boy. 5% gambling, 5% chick. Nah, I can knock that out. Like, not
the gambling is a risk. The charity is no risk. I'm giving that 5% to charity, no problem.
Only 5?
That's the rules.
That's all I can give.
But what? Then what? I gave too much to charity. They're going to take my bread because I gave too much to charity. This guy's dead. Again, I hire a better lawyer like JF. Get me out of this.
You broke the rules.
Get me out of this. Break all the rules. The NFT is imaginary. Wouldn't I say an asset?
It's an asset. It's non-fungible.
Does he have on like a captain's hat? Or no? Is he smoking a pipe? These are the things we need to know. I want to see this tattoo, Scoob.
We might have to put a trigger warning on this. It's the worst tattoo I've ever seen before.
It's not good.
What is it?
Who... Tell the people, what are we seeing here?
This is UFC fighter Darren Till. He fights tomorrow. And he got a tattoo cover-up that I think is a work in progress. I mean, I hope I hope it's a work.
I think it's done. Yeah.
It seemingly looks like it's his ex-girlfriend turned into a gorilla.
Like Chewbacca or something.
I don't know what it is. King Kong?
I could see the vision, I guess. Like, this is one of those, like, you have to see the finished piece. But I was like, man, could y'all, like, start from the top? You know what I mean? Like,
just leaving the human forehead and hair in.
Yeah. Like, if y'all left her shirt or what, her clavicle. Yeah, we can get that next time. But maybe y'all knock out just the whole facial portion. But the half face, it's kind of growing on me. I think it looks kind of sick now.
It does kind of look cool. The more I look at it, it kind of sends a message.
We are on to PK stage.
What if it's not a gorilla? What if it's like a tree? It could be a tree. It looks like a gnarled tree.
Could be. Is he gonna like who? Is he going to win? Basically, are we going to hear his name again? So, like, the next time we see, he has just more and more of it covered up?
No, I don't think he's going to win. I like the guy who's fighting Dricus du Plessis a lot. He looks like a superhuman. And Darren Till, I think he washed up already somehow.
Hey.
he's a younger guy, but he's fought a lot, you know?
He got a little Tom Hardy thing going on the right. He blocked it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Guessed right, and he went right. Yeah, is Noah, the Brazil... No, go ahead.
Noah said it looked like The Fiend from WWE, and I don't disagree.
But wait, yeah, the who? Seems like
The Fiend, it's Bray Wyatt's most recent character. And it's not wrong.
No, what if it is? He's like, no, I still love it's my wife now. She's just a really big fan of The Fiend. And I wanted to honor her. Thusly. They got you in some kind of a basement there? Is that where they have you at back?
Yeah, I had to reserve a room in like the weird bunker zone of the law school just to, you know, get some privacy.
The private bunker room.
Yeah, the detainee prisoner of war room.
And I see chat making fun of me for my wearing a beanie indoors. It's cause my hat, my hair, as soon as I put on a winter hat, it just goes.
Oh,
like I can't.
Oh. Your cartoon character.
That can't be like a go-to look. So I have to be the beanie indoors guy.
No, you must keep the hat off now, Val Kilmer in 1984.
I have to get ahead of the hipster allegations, but yes.
You look like your name is Buzz look. When your hair's like that.
Yeah, no, that was not.
It should have.
That's a great.
Could be accompanied by like the Zoinks thing. Zoinks.
Yeah, no, you definitely look surprised or startled, or you touched a live wire.
Yeah.
Good beanie though.
Thank you. I'm gonna play the audio. I'm not gonna play the video, okay. But the people have to hear the audio.
They definitely do.
Still playing at a high level at 45.
This is about
when
Tom
you had
Brady.
To stop at 35. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you
that's
do.
That's the point.
That's what you do. Every time I call something into question, I'm jealous.
No,
Skip, I did
no,
what I did.
I never said you were jealous of Baker Mayfield.
Skip, I did what I did. You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I got
so
three
what?
Super Bowls.
So what?
So what?
He's way better than you were.
I'm better than
way
you.
Better.
Skip, what did I got to see what you do? You take personal shots.
No, when, for I, the don't, defense, I don't take personal shots. Time you time started
time
it.
Time out. You would take a personal shot at me.
I didn't so, take a personal shot at you.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
You would take a personal
shot. Put your glasses back on.
Can I finish? You're willing to take a personal shot at me to say this man is better than me because I say he's playing bad this year?
Well, because you just
go ahead.
You disrespect him. It's just so.
It so you, would
you know what? It's beneath your
you
dignity.
You would disrespect me to no, support him.
No, well, I'll support him over anybody because he's the greatest player who ever
have
played your
it.
Game, and it's by
have
far.
At it. Have at it.
Okay?
Take off, bro.
I'm going to have at it because I'm going to have at you. Still play.
The segue. Listen, the ultimate professional. Ever the professional. I'm gonna have it Underdog Sports. That's promo code. I just all Shannon if Shannon would just said the dick eating is too crazy, man. What would Skip could have said? What was Skip gonna say?
Just the pauses are so good.
It's I like the ones where Shannon's so outraged his hand is in Skip's box too.
we'll take a
legitimate outrage, man. That's some hate and supreme. Yeah, Skip eating like crazy, man. This was just seeing if he still had the fastball, man.
Box.
I don't know if it's 99 and painting the corners like it was, but it can get the out.
I'm gonna have at you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have at you in this next segment, buddy. What do we think about?
They're talking about something so benign.
Yeah, they're just back to normal. Typical. Can't believe there was no first take this morning. Still a little.
I don't know what was up. I don't know what was jarring. Up.
It's jarring news to receive.
A little struck by that.
Are these the music guests right here?
No, these said it's a virtual something.
Track guests. Tyrone Vaughn, the nephew of Stevie Ray Vaughn.
White Ooh. Tyrone? Listen, things I never seen. A UFO and a white Tyrone. That's crazy. I might go just to see that.